All right, so this is the Sure Why Not podcast. My name's Dave Smith. Why is it called Sure Why Not? Well, why not? I think I used to work at a hospital, and it was a phrase that I would find myself saying when I was asked to do something that I did not want to do. Without even getting into the details of the job, it was the way things were structured and the way things were managed, especially after the hospital was bought out by another company, a lot of things changed, and we found ourselves having to redo how we normally did things. So if it was in a email or in a text, and someone would, you know, say, hey, I need you to do this, or we have to take on this assignment or whatever, I would respond with just S-Y-N, and people be like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, sure, why not? Meaning, yeah, I'll do it. I don't really want to do it. So it's kind of like a sarcastic way of committing to something in a sense. And what I found was me wanting to start this podcast, I was kind of having the same attitude. I've talked about it. The job that I have now, I've met a lot of interesting people. And we have some really good conversations. And I've always wanted to capture these conversations in a way, not so much in a way to, you know, gain fame and be this giant podcaster or anything like that. Like, why not? That would be great. But it was really just capturing these conversations. And originally, like, the idea I had in my head was like, it was almost like this underground thing. Like, you couldn't just find the podcast. It was only people who knew about it or had some magical link and they could get it and they could listen to it. I don't even know how feasible that would be, but I was always hesitant to actually start it. So now I'm like, you know what? Sure, why not? For some reason, you don't want to take that first step, which is the action step. It's always the hardest part. It's like you have all these ideas, but you have to do something to implement these ideas and get things on course. And that always seems to be, at least for me, the hardest part. I have had so many ideas of things I've wanted to do, and then I would find some reason to not do it. And it's interesting because I went to college for psychology. And while I do not work in the psychology field, every day I'm going through like this psychological analysis of myself and wondering why that is. Why do you have all these ideas and then you don't take the action to implement them? Why do you always find a way to sabotage yourself and not do the things that maybe someone else says you should do? So right now, I manage a grocery store. I deal with a lot of people every day, and I get a lot of people almost daily that tell me, oh, you've got a great voice, and you should sing, and you should be on the radio, and all these things. I tried radio a long time ago, kind of the same thing like I mentioned before. I found a way to not pursue it the way I should have. Singing is just out of the question, and believe me, I'm doing you a favor if I say singing is out of the question. But I like to talk. I like to talk to the point where when I'm home with my kids and I'm talking to them, they start rolling their eyes and they're like, oh, here we go. Another long conversation. And then they don't listen and then they find themselves doing exactly what I told them they don't want to do. Had they listened, but you know, do you children? But yeah, the voice, I would say, is one of the gifts I was given. If I have to put it that way, that's one of the things I was given that I never gave up. I can't give up my voice. I've had a lot of other artistic talents that I kind of let fall by the wayside. I was a really good guitar player at one point. I taught myself how to play other instruments. I was really into art and drawing, a lot of creative things. I consider myself, and I've heard other people say that I'm actually a pretty good photographer, but I let these things go, or I just never really truly pursued them. Why? I'm not sure. So along with just wanting to start the podcast and capture these conversations, and I mean, and you know, who knows? I know people that, you know, if I was to present this episode, you would have absolutely no idea who this person is, but I think you would find their insight in a lot of things very interesting. I've had conversations with people where we just end up laughing the whole time because the energy, we're just able to play off what each other is saying, and it makes for a really great time. I know people that are multimillionaires and serial entrepreneurs, and they have the most ridiculously amazing life, and not so much in the sense that they live in these giant houses and fly private jets and have all these things and just rain in money everywhere that they go. But when you hear the story of how they got to where they are and the things that happen along the way, it's truly amazing. And then I have people that have the same talents that I did, and they pursue these things and they're successful in their own right. So a lot of interesting people that I've met. I'd really love to capture these conversations, but you got to start somewhere. So sure, why not? I'm sitting in my basement. I'm talking to a phone. No one else is home other than the dog. I have no recording software. I don't have any microphones. I don't have anything. And eventually you get to that point, but you have to start somewhere. So while I'm waiting for my coffee to brew, and before I log into a meeting I have at work that I'll be taking from home, I said, you know what? You want to do that podcast? You want to start it? Sure, why not? Go downstairs, record the first episode, just the introduction, post it, let people know you did it, and then see where it goes from there. So shout out, good luck to me. Hope this works out well. If it doesn't, I'm sure it'll make for an interesting story. And let's see what happens.